Hi, this is Josh Galper from Fanadium, and I'm here today with Guido Vila, Head of Market Development at Clearstream, and Jean-Robert Wilkin, Global Head of GSF Product Management at Clearstream. We've been talking today about T2S, the European Central Bank's platform for settlement for 23 participating CSDs in Europe. Our topic on this particular podcast is what are CSDs doing to support clients in getting the most benefits from T2S in their collateral and liquidity strategies. Guido, let me start with you, please. Could you explain to us what is Clearstream doing to provide both an issuer and investor CSD model to the market?
Thanks, Josh. I'll start with the issuer CSD because that is the simpler and maybe more obvious thing to talk about. As an issuer CSD, so the CSD for German securities, what we do is we adapt ourselves to T2S, which is a fairly costly and strenuous exercise for us and will also be for some of our clients. We help them as well as we can. But essentially what we're doing is we outsource our settlement engine to T2S, and this outsourcing effort will create a significant amount of changes for our existing clients that will be strenuous initially, but in the end will be for the better because of the harmonization that will be achieved with other markets. In parallel to that, and that is probably the more exciting exercise we're going through, we are developing or further extending our investor CSD offering. An investor CSD offering is an offering of a local European CSD for securities that are issued in other T2S in CSDs. We already have such an offering. I think we have the largest one in Europe today, but relative to the overall size of our business in Germany, this is still small. So our ambition with Target 2 Securities is to offer all of our clients an offering that is appropriate to their needs for both German and all other Target 2 securities in markets. We will develop links to all other T2S in CSDs, and we will leverage our existing partners in all European, all euro-in markets, our agent banks, to provide us with the asset services that are up to the standards of international investors as used already in the ICSD.
Excellent. On the topic of the ICSD, we understand that the ICSD and CSD, the institutions operated by Clearstream, are separate and distinct. How does the ICSD get integrated into the T2S platform?
That is a very good question. As you know, we already have a fairly integrated organization, but you are 100% right that from a client perspective, the experience of using Clearstream Frankfurt, so our CSD, or Clearstream Luxembourg, or ICSD today is still quite distinct. That is because of the types of security serviced, and it's also because of the markets covered. So with Target 2 Securities at Clearstream, we aim at fully as possible integrating our ICSD and CSD offering to create a unique experience for clients when using our services either in central bank money, so via our investor CSD offering based out of Frankfurt, or using our services in commercial bank money, so our ICSD offering based out of Luxembourg. There will be a single set of interfaces, human interfaces, people to talk to, client services, and so forth. There will be a single interface electronically for clients, which is critical in terms of investment. And most importantly, there will be a single collateral pool across the two offerings of Clearstream.
Very good, thank you. Jean-Robert, I'd like to ask you specifically, the Clearstream tri-party offering and global securities finance offerings within the ICSD are well known. How do these offerings get migrated to the CSD, or what offerings get migrated to the CSD that can become more integrated onto the T2S platform?
So as very well described by Guido, the distinction up to now and for the last 20 years between the CSD offering we have in Frankfurt and the ICSD, we are aiming to harmonize a number of service levels across those two settlement platforms, because there we would have central bank money settlement on one side and commercial bank money settlement on the other side. But apart from that settlement, the objective here is for the customer's experience to be exactly similar depending on the choice of settlement, but in terms of asset servicing, in terms of connectivity, communication, in terms of reporting and other services. And that goes as well for the what we call global securities financing services. So here, for the last 15 years, in the CSD in Frankfurt, we have already offered significant collateral management services to service the German market, the local central banks, Eurex Clearing, CCP, acting on the German market. We have already offered some securities lending services as well in Frankfurt through the CSD. And as everybody knows, we have developed the same services on the ICSD side, slightly differently, so they are distinct. And our objective here is to do that harmonization. And as Guido pointed out, one of the clear benefits of T2S going forward will be the possibility offered to pool assets significantly. And we want to offer our clients the same for the assets they will hold on a CSD account or an ICSD account. So for that purpose, we are currently working on the harmonization of our collateral management services. So take the best of both worlds, what we have offered best on the CSD, what we have offered best on the ICSD, and offer that combined to all our clients on both sides. And for securities lending, most importantly, especially due to the unknown, which is where will securities settle going forward, be it in the ICSD or the CSD? Will they stay where they were, or will there be some migration one way or the other? Our aim is really to link the two liquidity pool in terms of securities lending, so to facilitate clients to borrow and lend securities wherever they decide to hold them, to all the participants which are willing to interact with them on a securities lending and borrowing offering. So this taking, you know, it can maybe sounds nice to do, but it's a big project still. However, there is a real benefit for our users being on the sell side, on the buy side, on the borrowing side, or on the lending side to really come and benefit from this pooling of liquidity across the two platforms going forward through single interface, so benefiting from the same service level wherever they access it from the CSD side or the ICSD side, and that's the objective.
Jean-Robert, this sounds like a very big project and one that's really spurred on by the onset of T2S. Without T2S, do you think that Clearstream would have engaged in this kind of single pool of liquidity across the ICSD and the CSD?
I hope so. We would have got there, but obviously T2S give us an additional excuse and potentially an additional incentive to engage into those significant development, because we are talking about significant technical development. That's what Guido say for settlement. It's the same for asset servicing, and there is no exception for collateral management or securities lending services. So we were coming there progressively. You know, if you remember that we have already made some of our securities financing product interoperable between the CSD and the ICSD. The most obvious one is the Euro GC pooling product, which we have built together with the Eurex Repo and Eurex Clearing. This product is, to some extent, the blueprint for us of what we want to be our GSF product going forward. Meaning, if you are an ICSD client or a CSD client, you have access to the same product and you can trade and with parties which are on one side or the other side, or which have chosen to settle in central bank money or in commercial bank money. So what we have delivered with GC pooling and the interoperability between CSD and ICSD world, we want to expand that to all other services, including securities lending and borrowing, for example.
Very interesting. Gentlemen, thank you very much. This concludes our podcast.